This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Arkansas Attorney General Leslie Rutledge says that her office is investigating four lawmakers as part of an ongoing Medicaid corruption probe into preferred family health care. A teacher in New Orleans called 911 after a principal blocked her in the school when she tried to quit the job. Lisa Borders, executive director of the Women's NBA, has resigned to take a similar job as the ED for Time's Up, organized by Hollywood Women to implement the goals of hashtag MeToo. In 2014, there were about 35,000 museums in the U.S., double the number in 1990. Bolstered by low-cost flights, cheap accommodation, and the ease of traveling across open European borders, the number of visitors to Amsterdam has shot up more than 60% in the last 10 years. The U.S. is ending diplomatic visas for foreign same-sex domestic partners. World Health Organization has described roads in Kenya as among the most dangerous in the world, claiming about 29.1 lives per 100,000 people, according to a 2015 report. A 2001 study in the journal Academic Emergency Medicine found that over a five-year study, there were an estimated 105,000 injuries related to hair care products. Bipartisan legislation was signed that would allow pharmacists to tell consumers when they could actually save money by paying the full cash price for prescription drugs rather than using health insurance with large copayments, deductibles, and other out-of-pocket costs. Chinese blogger recorded 70,000 incidents of protest in the 3 years between 2013 and 16 when he was jailed. When the government itself made the data public last in 2006, it said there had been 87,000 mass incidents in 2005, nearly 7% more than 2004, and up 50% since 2003. Protests by nuns, including a hunger strike in Kerala, India, demanding the arrest of a Catholic bishop accused of sexually molesting a sister nun on at least 13 occasions, was successful recently in forcing him out and leading to his arrest. Peru has arrested the former presidential candidate and daughter of the former dictator Fujimori on charges involving corruption and campaign contributions. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.